This is about the warrior horse, but we'll call them Fierce just to keep with the F theme. Orion is a magnificent black Frisian, capable of fulfilling every black stallion fantasy you've ever had. He and his owner Angela came to us at Tangle South for a private clinic. He came in despite vast amounts of expensive training from some very talented trainers to work on his chronic barging. A barger is a horse who barges into your space, crowds you, even pushes you physically out of the way. And pushing was something that Orion did very well. And if you've ever been on the receiving end of this kind of behaviour, you'll know that it's not pleasant and it's not safe. We thought at first that this was a clear question of unacceptable behaviour and that the solution would be to figure out how far away we wanted him, ask him gently and consistently to keep his distance and to enforce that. As Angela worked with Orion, establishing clear boundaries that this barging was unacceptable, we had a moment of enlightenment that changed the way we saw everything. And I wonder where that came from, given we were connected to him at the time. We realised that the more pressure we had to put on him to stand off us, the more he went into the oh shit zone. And the more he went into the oh shit zone, the harder he came barging through us. More simply put, the harder we tried to stop him, the harder he came barging through us. This was so dangerous. Our big realisation was that Orion was simply afraid and he had been bred to push through when he was afraid. Orion is a Frisian. He's from a long line of war horses who have been bred for hundreds, if not thousands, of years for their ability to keep doing whatever they were trained for, even when they were terrified. I can almost see them now, battle lines of these war horses moving forwards through the noise and the cannon fire and the smoke, afraid, but using those massive chests to just barge through whatever was in the way. This was such a useful trait in a warhorse that they selectively bred for it. To stop him when he was really afraid, we had to be incredibly and physically hard on him, which was not who either Angela or I wanted to be, and I don't expect he enjoyed it too much either. Nor was it okay for him to keep coming into us or through us. It wasn't safe. But it wasn't rocket science once we understood where he was coming from. The solution was in his deep comfort zone. We helped him find his deep comfort zone by listening to our feelings of fear. His fear that we were feeling as if it was our own. And we felt this fear when he did, which was before he started barging at us. We listened to his fear when it was the first tiny feelings of not quite right, which came long before he needed to act on that fear and barge over the top of us. Each time we felt that not quite right feeling, no matter what we were doing, we stopped, backed off, and waited for him to lick and chew. It was the combination of acting on our feelings of not quite right and looking for very small progress at a time that made it possible for Orion to find his deep comfort zone. Now, here's a really important part. There were very long periods of time waiting for the chew and lots of breaks where we took his halter off and walked away and had to leave him alone altogether to find the comfort zone again because he didn't have a comfort zone with people at all. Pay special attention to that because that's a big concept just slipped in there. Because of all the forceful training that was trying to stop him from coming through people, he actually didn't have a comfort zone with people at all anymore. From that insight, Angela continued to expand Orion's comfort zone systematically. And even though back then she was a green rider and Orion was a young green horse, he was amazingly cooperative with her all the way to riding when the time for them both was right. Because they were both green, sometimes it wasn't the right timing. But isn't it wonderful that she could hear him and keep herself safe by paying attention to that?